one thing I know, he's all right. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, yeah. I know he's all right. If you don't have joy, if you don't have it, all you need is one person to notice it that's praying. Oh Lord, I didn't tell you. All you need is one person who have a relationship with Jesus, because that's what happened. Mary noticed, and she was the one with had the relationship with Jesus, and she immediately went to him. If I have a need, I want somebody with a relationship with Jesus to notice my need and tell him what it is I need.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your holy name and we magnify you, Lord. We say yes to your way. We say yes to your will. Father, we ask that you would just touch us in a special way. And Lord God, let us not be the same after we experience and encounter what you have for us on tonight. Father, I pray that you would give us a word from on high. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak through me and even to me and to us. Father, I pray that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech, Lord, that Father, every word I say will be for the edification of your kingdom and of your, and to give you glory and of your person. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the joy of the people who are here, the word, and receive it. I thank you, Lord, for those that have come to know Jesus. They come to understand him and they come to seek him out. That I pray, God, that they will meet him in a way that they have never understood and saw him before, even on this night, Lord. Father, bless this church and this pastor. Lord, bless us as we move forward in this ministry and to do your will and do it your way. Now, Father, after you've done all you want to do in this service, we will give you credit and glory, and we will praise you on high and lift your name. And we will join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, and chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we give you glory. Come on, just wave your hand and say, Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you with our being. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you right now for what you already done and what you're going to do. In all things, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a title and thought on a topic for tonight, a message of hope in a hopeless situation. All right. Subtitle, won't he do it? Won't he? Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, won't he do it? Amen. God is good. He is good. He will do it. Amen. If we trust him, he'll do it. Look at the delusion that God. So we got the Assyrians outside of the camp. And you got the Israelites inside of the wall because they're afraid of the Assyrians because they can't fight them because they're getting weaker and weaker by the day. Whenever you don't get that word, whenever you don't get the proper nutrition in your life spiritually, you get weaker and weaker, and you are no match for the devil. You are no match for him. I'm telling you, you can't even bear the armor that you're supposed to put on. That's why some people, they can't say, I can't pray. I can't speak a word. Why? Because you can't hold the sword up. Because you've gotten too weak to hold it. Lord have mercy. Oh, come on and say amen. Now, and so here it is. You got them inside. You got the Syrians outside. But in between the Syrians and in between the Israelites, on the outside the gate, you got lepers. People that nobody. nobody want to fool with, people that nobody want to deal with, people who are beggars, people who ain't got much, people who will do anything to get what they need, people who they say because of their leprosy, because of their sin, they have leprosy now. And that's the way the Israelites believe. You must have did something, that's why you sick. Amen. And it could have very well been. But they were outside of the city, but they were still alive. Isn't it somehow God will preserve whoever he will? God will rain on the just as well as the unjust. We try to tell God who to bless. God said, I bless whoever I want to bless. I keep whoever I want to keep, because he had a plan for them. Some of us were just like those lepers. I wasn't always in the church. I was outside of the church, but I wasn't also with the enemy, but I was in between. Somebody say amen. You ever been in between and people gave up on you? You ever been in between going to the next job and they say, oh, they ain't gonna never hold no job? You ever been in between getting your next house and they say, oh, there they go, they always moving, ain't got nothing? But God has a way of preserving you in between so that he can use you as an example for other folks to see. I don't know, do I have anybody in the house that say, I was once in between some things, but thanks be to God, while I was in between, he was able to keep me. While I was in between, he was able to bless me. I hadn't always been as holy as I am now. I used to lie a little bit. I used to backbite a little bit. I used to drink. I used to come on and say amen. I used to smoke drugs or whatever I am. I used to be, but here I am in between, and I thank God that while I was in between, he kept me because he wanted to use me. See, God has a plan for you no matter where you are, no matter where you've been. God has a plan to use you. Four lepers outside of the gate. And they start talking amongst themselves. They say, you know, we're going to die. They were realists. And sometimes you got to get out of the wall to get real with some folk. You build a wall around yourself and you don't want to get out of that because you have to face reality. You got to come on out sometime and face what's real. Because when you see what's real, I'm going to say this, and I hope nobody don't take it the wrong way, but I want you to get it. We can lie to ourselves and say we ain't sick. And know we sick. Right? And we keep saying, I ain't sick, and you feel it. But you know, that doesn't limit God for you to say that you are. Y'all hear me? It's not going to limit God's power if you say, yeah, I'm sick. But even though I'm sick with his stripes, I'm here. I know the power of God, so I'm not afraid to say, yeah, this sickness came at me, but God is able. Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on and say amen now. Yeah. Come on, having faith ain't lying, but it's seeing past what you have encountered. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I, with my faith, believe that God has healed me. It's not that I'm not sick, but I know God is a healer. See, I wouldn't have known he was a healer except I got sick. I wouldn't have known he was a deliverer except I got bound up. I wouldn't have known he was a friend except I had no friends to depend on. And I realized that he'll be a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Do I have anybody in the house today? Oh, yeah, I can hear my grandmother and my mother and them. He'll be your bridge over troubled water. He'll be your water when you're thirsty, bread when you're hungry. But I didn't know that until I got hungry, that he'll be my bread. Oh, it sound good, but when you're in it, it don't feel good. But once he gives you, oh, come on and say amen. David said he's sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. I wish I had a few people in the house. They were hopeless and in despair. All they had was a word. And here it was, they got a word from Elisha, and the main man, the assistant pastor, said, hey, no, that ain't going to happen. Unless God open up some windows in heaven and pour out this stuff, that can't happen. I can't see it. You see, when you start walking by sight, you mess yourself up. The Bible said we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. And if you start thinking about what you you see and what is around you, then you limit God's power. But the Bible says that if we would just believe, if we have faith, all things are possible to them that what? Believe. Come on and say amen here. He said that he can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Will you let the power work in you? And quit running your mouth about it and just let the power work. Quit asking your friends about it and let the power work. Quit trying to figure it out and let the power work. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can. I don't know who you're going to do it through, but I know you already prepared them. If God can prepare a fish, and he didn't call it a whale, he just said a fish for Jonah, I know, God, you can do something with my little bitty situation. God, if you can open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, I know you can just give me a little. I ain't got to have a whole lot, but all I need is a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I know that ain't much for you because I seen you do it, and what you did before, if you did it back then, you can do it again. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Come on, y'all, don't just look at me. But look at what God did. God caused a delusion, and the enemy got confused, and they thought they started hearing something. The enemy started hearing something, you know, and what the enemy thought they heard, the enemy thought that was some hired fighters that came. He thought that this was the Hittite army or the Egyptian army that was coming to destroy them. He said, oh yeah, the king of Israel done hired somebody to come get us. You know, we ain't got to hire nobody. We just let God do what he do. Amen. We ain't got to hire nobody because the Bible says that if God be for us, then who can be against us? Do I have any witnesses now? You got to understand that if God is on your side, you ain't got to try to recruit nobody to agree with you. Everybody can be against you but God, and you'll still make it out. Come on and say amen. Oh yeah, you ain't got to look for somebody to say yeah and validate what you have to say or validate what you're trying to do. You ain't got to get nobody else's approval. You need to have the approval of God. And when you got God's approval, he said that all things will work together for the good of them that love him and to the called according to his purpose. We need to learn that. We need to know that no matter what anybody else said, the Bible said that so what if some don't believe, should that make the word of God of none effect? Paul said, God forbid, the word of God will still be effective. The word of God will still happen. And since Elisha said it, they should have settled on it because he already said a whole bunch of stuff that happened before. But because they were in a situation, they said, Lord, I don't know if it's going to happen today. That's how we do. We know God can do it. But because it seemed hopeless, we start giving up. Oh, come on and say amen. So what happened is they begin to hear something, you know, they begin to hear. And it's amazing how God starts things, and out of the blue, people start hearing things, but you don't hear nothing. People think something's going on, and they think you got some help, and they think something has happened, and you saying, I ain't got no help, it's just me. Oh, Lord, come on and say amen. Oh yeah, we start, you know, people start looking at you, and they think you're all right, and you saying, I really ain't all right. And they start looking to you for help, and you say, I'm the one that need it because I really ain't all right. But God has a way of starting a rumor about you to make people think that everything's going your way. The way you walk, the way you hold your head up, the way you come to church and praise him, the way you pray when you pray, the way that you preach when you preach, is something about what you do that make people think that God got it all under control in their life, and here you are going home crying at night, and you don't even know that God making them think that. So don't get mad with the people, because God is making them think the good about you. God is making them think that you got some help. God is making them think that things is about to turn around. Y'all with me today? I don't believe you with me today. Yeah, God made people. Don't get mad when they start talking. Are they in my business? Let them be in your business. Because what they're going to find out is that God's going to work your business out. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Let them. something. God will have you delivered already, and you still feel the effects of your bondage. He'll have you delivered, and you don't even know that your deliverance is there. Oh, come on and say amen. But sometimes God will take somebody that's less than you, that got less than you, like lepers, to tell you that there's a whole lot out here for you if you just come get it. Oh, Lord have mercy. He says, now, as I said, God's word precedes a strong move of deliverance. And so what happened is the leper said, look, if we stay here, we're going to die. But if we go there, maybe they'll have a little mercy on us and we might live. But when they got over there, they found out something. They found out that it wasn't nobody over there. They found out that the tents had been abandoned, that the asses had been abandoned, that all the food had been abandoned, and all the silver and gold had been abandoned. Do you understand what happened here? If they come in to fight, why do they need to bring silver and gold? If they come in to fight, why do they need to have all the stuff that they had? God set them up. Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a church to preach to. Anybody else would have said, thank you, Lord. Oh, come on and say amen in here. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that God set them up, and sometimes when God brings the enemy to your life, he's bringing the enemy with blessings. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? The enemy sometimes come with blessings that he got to leave, because the Bible said the work of the wicked is laid up for the just. I don't know where they got the gold from. I don't know where they got the silver from, but what I do know, they left it for the people who didn't have it. The same folks that God loved, they left it for them. When I look at this, when I look at this scripture, the four lepers, I find out that these four lepers, the number four means something. It means rule, or it means government. Because the law of first mention, how you interpret scripture, you go to the law of first mention. The number four, the fourth day, it represented the day when God gave the four seasons to rule over for mankind to have four seasons.
WITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Scripture has been in me since I was a boy, and I stand in awe of this scripture out of all the scriptures in the Bible. When I hear God brag about himself and I hear God boast in his own power, so that we his children can be totally convinced and confident that he is the power. He doesn't have the power. He is the power. See, now this is where we all have got to believe. Say, he is the power. He didn't have the power. He is the power. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, he is the power. To have power means that it's got a limitation and that someone gave it to you. Hallelujah. To have something means it's in your possession. Hallelujah. I don't hear you. To have something means it's in your possession. But to be something means it is who you are, your essence. Some of you missed it. To have something means that it is in your possession. Hallelujah. But when you are something, it means that it is the totality of your being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is the totality of your being. So God does not have power. I think you're getting it now. God does not have power. God is power. Hallelujah. He is power. That means everything about him is power. That means everything he says has power. That means everything he does is empowered. That means that he is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. Omni means all. Potent means power. So when you say God is omnipotent, you're saying God is all power. Somebody holler, God is all power. Not some power, not limited power, not sporadic power. He is. And he is in control of all things. His omnipotency makes him omnipresent. Being that he is all power, then he is the power to be all places at one time. He fills all things with his presence. Y'all are not getting this. That means that no matter where you are, getting whatever diagnosis, no matter what sickness has been pronounced over you, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're Tabitha or we're dealing with someone dealing with dementia. I read that. It was one of the posts. Whether you're Denise dealing with cancer, no matter where you are, he is right there. He's not coming. Did you hear me? He's not coming. Come by here, Lord. No, he's not coming. He's never left. He's always been there. Hallelujah. If I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take the wings of the morning, fly to the utmost parts of the world, he is there no matter where I go. If I lay my head down to sleep at night in New York and someone's in Australia, he's there at the same time. Not a part of him, all of him. He doesn't share. We don't share his attention. Y'all missed that. We don't share his attention with somebody else that's calling out. He never has to say, hold on, I'll be right there. He never has to put you on hold while he takes care of something else. That's what the omnipotency does. It gives him omnipresence. I hope this is inspiring you to let you know that you're not serving a fly-by-night God. You're not serving a limited deity. Because if he's limited, he's not a deity. My God has got to have and be all power. I can't deal with Zeus, and I can't deal with Hercules, and I can't deal with Zoroaster. I cannot deal with Odin. I cannot deal with Hera. I can't deal with Buddha. I can't deal with Krishna. I can't deal with Allah. I need the omnipotent God. And I got news for you. Not only do I need him, I have the omnipotent God. If God is for me, and that's not just my natural enemy, that's the enemy of sickness.